All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, last night produced some exciting action at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, as far as a boxing match, but there was some controversy. Keith Thurman came into his welterweight bout with Sean Porter with an undefeated record, and Keith Thurman also came to town in possession of the WBA welterweight championship. Now, Thurman had a record of 26-0, while Porter had a record of 26-1-1. And when it was all said and done, the judges gave Thurman a unanimous victory, as each judge had it scored 115-113. Now, there are some people that felt that Thurman won. There are some people that felt that Porter won. And the majority of the crowd that was at the Barclays Center last night felt that Porter won. I was one of those folks that felt that Porter won. I had it 116-112 in favor of Porter. You could even make the case that it was 115-113 in favor of Porter, but the judges decided on Thurman. And it's a situation, both guys delivered good combination punches in his bout, and both guys had the other fighter in trouble. Porter started off aggressive, as always. The third and fourth round, and for my money, belonged to Thurman, as he was able to get a grasp of what Porter was trying to do. And Porter at that point appeared to be a bit winded because he was going for the knockout punch in the first two rounds. He came back to get his sea leg, so to speak. And I really think that Porter went to work in the middle rounds. Thurman was still there with flurries in rounds as well, and the 12th round could have gone either way, but I gave it to Porter, and thus I had Porter with the 116-112 edge over Thurman in this one. Now, you look at it from Thurman's standpoint, and this is a third straight fight that it's been a questionable victory for him. He got the unanimous decision over Robert Guerrero in March of 2015, and I really think he won that fight. But Robert Guerrero gave him a fantastic fight because there was nothing that Thurman could do with him as far as putting him away. You go back to last July, where Thurman fought Luis Collazo down at the Sundome in Tampa, Florida. And it was a situation to me where I thought that Thurman felt that he was going to come out there and show off. And Collazo hit Thurman with several body shots in the middle rounds. And it was a controversial for me because later on in the fight was stopped once Collazo claimed that he had a cut over his eye. And I really didn't see that cut, but thus he did not answer the bell for the seventh round, and the fight was awarded to Thurman. And then, of course, what happened last night in Brooklyn, where he got the unanimous victory over Porter. Now, it's been another hard luck loss for Porter. He lost. You have to go back to August of 2014, where he lost his first bout. It was a controversial loss when he lost to Kell Brook of England, and in that fight, he lost the IBF welterweight title. Came back and won his last two fights, which included a victory over Adrian Broner, and I really think that he was denied the chance to have a victory last night against Thurman. Now, you look going forward for both of these fighters. For Thurman, I see the possibility of him having a fight with Kell Brook. Kell Brook is looking to come back and make a name for himself in the States. He still has a title. He has defended it over in England. And it's really time to unify some of these belts at the welterweight division. Also, the possibility of Thurman getting in there with Danny Garcia, another undefeated fighter and another guy from Al Haymon's stable. And I tell you right now, that fight would be big money any place that it would take place within the United States. Now, for Porter, Thurman did bring up the possibility of a rematch last night, and I think that the real boxing fans want to see that rematch because they feel that Porter was robbed, and rightfully so. I am along those lines with those folks that I feel that Porter was robbed in that fight. There's also the possibility of Porter getting into the ring with Amir Khan. Amir Khan is looking to get himself another big fight. He did get knocked out by Canelo Alvarez recently, but he was simply outmatched in that fight as he was fighting a much bigger fighter. And there's also a possibility that Sean Porter gets back in there, or gets in there rather, with a guy with the capability of a Lamont Peterson. But the bottom line is, Sean Porter's not going anywhere. He's 26-2-1, and you can could make the case that he should have 28 wins right now as opposed to 26 victories. He has a very straightforward, aggressive style. Fans love to see it. And I tell you right now, he is going to remain as a popular fighter with fight fans. But the bottom line is, we should not be relegated to see Thurman Porter just have one bout. These guys have to get back in the ring because there was a lot left on the table last night. As to me, this mystery remains unsolved, as it was a situation where I think the wrong guy left Brooklyn in possession of the WBA welterweight championship. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and they are the single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you like me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. And also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.